Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let the person who is positioned for the largest breakthrough here at this meeting shout it loudest, hallelujah. If you know that tonight, the gear of your enemy shall be put into reverse position. Shout it loudest, hallelujah. Sing this song loud and clear.
Let the living waters flow by my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has struck my mind.
Oh, yes.
All my yes and burdens unto you. I know
what Jesus
is.
Shout his loud and clear.
Jesus.
And sing to the Father.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Jesus, why you never
I'm
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray some prayers now. The prayers are going to be for specific situations and specific people. During the process of these prayers, it is likely that some of those who are concerned may not be able to stand on their feet. The power of God will hit them where they are and bombard out of their lives all these spirits. Father, we thank you. For your word says, who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Your word says, if any of us shall say unto the mountains, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be so. Father, I'm praying for whoever is here to that. And there is a siren of darkness pushing away your helpers. A siren of witchcraft making your helpers to disappear. Father, such people here tonight, I command deliverance upon them in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm also praying for anyone at this meeting who have capacity, they have talent, they have potentials to do extremely well, but they lack the capital to do it. Father, every arrow fired against this capital, any power pushing you away from your wealth, whether you inherited it, whether it's transferred to you, whether you got it by accident, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. That's the first person, that's the second person. Yes, yes, I separate that power from you. The power pushing you away from your wealth, I separate it from you. I separate it from you. I separate it from you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying for anyone here who is going through a circular problem. As one problem is going, another one is coming. As one problem is going, another one is coming. The powers that have made it a full-time duty to be harassing anyone here, let their arrows go back to them now. In the name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. Something is happening here tonight. Aha! I'm going to count seven from here now. At the count of seven, anyone in this gathering, and you have to struggle and fight so hard to get small success. As I count seven, the ancestral powers and demons responsible for it shall be separated from you instantly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As the first person. That's number two. That's number three. Number four is on the gallery there. Number five is another gallery. Number six, number seven. Yes. The spirit of hard labor. You have to work and work and work and work and work before you get anything done. Fire of the God of Elijah is coming upon you where you are. And you have been released now. Silence. Father, all those in this gathering, you have children who are alive, but they are unavailable to bless you. They are unavailable to bless you. You have children who are alive, but someone, a witch or a prophet, has told them they are a witch. Right there where you are. Receive the touch of the power of God. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's the second person. That's the third person. This next group I want to pray for, their testimony will begin to happen within 24 hours. Father, I'm praying for all those who are here suffering from the syndrome of delayed or denied promotion. Receive your deliverance now. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. You, that brother over there, you, that sister over there, beginning from this moment, every mouth that has been speaking desert, desert, desert into your business, I bury that power now in the name of Jesus. Esabu for the dead. Silence. Silence. Don't say anything now. Silence. You, that constant heat in the womb and in the stomach, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your habitation. Depart now. In the name of Jesus. The heaviness in the head, in order to run this person mad, that place is not your habitation. Depart now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic belt that tightens your waist, squeezing it, I command that belt to catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Every infirmity that manifested as a result of an evil dream, pack your load and depart now in the name of Jesus. Let there be silence now. Everybody be silent. Just focus your attention on Jesus. Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He is now passing by. Be a man for the wounded, healing all who apply. As is paid to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he say in this moment, we now be made whole. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come weary sufferer, oh, come sin, sin soul. See the life stream is flowing, see the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, come weary sufferer, oh, come sin, sin soul. See the life stream is flowing, see the cleansing wave roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. You, that person over there, that an evil wind blew upon you and you became lifeless, and the infirmity has been raging in your life, I bind and cast out that infirmity now. In the name of Jesus. That person, check your body. The infirmity has gone. Run quickly to the altar here. Every satanic swelling killing the babies in your womb, I command them to vanish now. In the name of Jesus. Check it now. Check it. And run quickly to this altar now. Mapita nekatendara bosente aba. Ribokaya bosente aba bosente. Every arrow of uncommon fever, uncommon migraine, uncommon discomfort, lose your hold now in the name of Jesus. Now you, that person over there, what you could not do with your leg, what you could not do with your hand, what you could not do with your body, I command you in the name of Jesus, begin to do so now. Let the healing power of God flow from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, that person, check your body. Run quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put the problems back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, this hand, let it become the hands of deliverance. The hands of power. The hands of strength. The hands of glory. In the name of Jesus, let it become the battle axe of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. Now, 40 times. Smite where you're having trouble. Smite it well. And as you smite it, you will say, you mountain, move away. Let's go. Each one. Look at what is happening. Look at what is happening. Aha, aha. Amen. Check your body now. People know you have been healed. No matter where you are, we shall wait for you here. Run quickly here. Don't allow the enemy to put the problems back. Run here very, very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. This woman, you ate a poison 20 years ago, and the poison has been troubling your destiny. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that poison is broken. It's broken. It's broken. Aha. 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 You can't hide. You have been hiding for years. Hiding for years. You, this stubborn spirit husband, that you have joined your journey to this sister, and you have been hiding in her since she was a little girl, preventing her from seeing the right partner, I separate you from Anna. In the name of Jesus. That is it. That is it. It's happening. Aha. Aha. Yes. That's the fire. That's the fire. Just check your body that way, sister, over there. Yes, don't be afraid. This gun. Find a way quickly to this altar. Don't let the enemy put it back when you leave this gathering. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. It's a prayer you need to pray seriously for yourself tonight. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Oh, heaven! Allah! Fight my battles! In the name Jesus! Fight my battles! Something is going on over there. Tonight is tonight. This is not the day to negotiate. And we are not here to negotiate. But sepeli katoli karaba. Manna kantende rabo sepola kaya bo shenta. De setende kaya bo shente rabo sepila katanda. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please let there be complete silence now as we have a case here to deal with. Makapota ni karibo sandia. Rimo la katende yaba. This person, you are here. Unfortunately, every child of your mother is cursed. All of them are cursed. But you are here tonight. I have news for you. Right there where you are, this collective curse that is upon your life has been broken now. It's broken, it's broken. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, he made diviners mad. It was not me that wrote it. It's there in the Bible. God himself made diviners mad. This is why I wanted to shout this louder than anyone around you. Satanic diviners. Can you shout that loud? Fashion against me. Run mad. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cover the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let's remain standing as you pick any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sing loud and clear. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
All things are passed away. I'm born again. More than I've come from. That's who I am. That's who I am.
Sing it again loud and clear.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a brand new man.
All things are passed away.
Passed away.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Born out of God. That's who I am.
That's who I am.
I'm a new creation.
Listen of my noise. Every young cost the cost. By the reason of my noise. Every young cost the cost. Sit and take our Bibles. Say this after me. Stars of heaven. Stars of heaven. Fight for me. Can I hear the sisters shouting that? Brothers, can I hear you shouting that? In the book of Judges, chapter 5. Judges chapter 5. I read from verse 19. Judges chapter 5. Verse 19. If you are there, say yes. The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. They fought from heaven. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away. That ancient river, the river Kishon. Oh my soul, thou hast trodden down strength. Then were the horses broken by the midst of the princes of their mighty ones. Listen to me very carefully. The heavens over our head, they talk. The heavens over our head, they can make pronouncement. Psalm 19 verse 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. So the heavens can make a declaration over a man's life and over the earth. The firmament over the heavens can also show things. They can reveal secrets. The Bible said, they unto day utter a speech. That is, the heavens do speak. They speak. So the sun, the moon, the stars, they speak. You may not understand what they are saying, but they speak. The heavens speak. And some satanic men, they hear them talk. They hear them talk. Some men in Babylon, that the Bible calls wise men, they actually saw a unique star. They got their information from that star that a child has been born. What am I trying to tell you here tonight? There are men who can decode the language of heaven. There are men who can decode the languages of the heavens. And they can use those languages to attack people. Although the heavens are far above our heads, and we know very little about them, Satan has worked hard, so hard, to pervert the sun, to pervert the moon, to pervert the stars, for his own purposes. Therefore, there must be some underlying truths that God has for us in the heavens that we are not utilizing. Study the history of the world. You'll find that every civilization, they preoccupy themselves with studying the heavens so that they can draw power from that heavens and use the power to fight. Please understand this very well. There are some religions that wake up in the morning to pour enchantment into the atmosphere. And once they program that, before you begin to program your own, it will affect you. There are secret divine messages hidden in the stars. That's why the most wicked of men are men who draw power from the heavens. These are areas of power that we have not exploited. The Bible says the star in their courses. They fought for the children of Israel against the Sarah. All of a sudden there was a massive torrent of rain and wind just in the camp of the enemy alone. Because the stars have now declared war. Torrent swept into the place. Thunder swept into the place. They could not see. They were blinded. The place became cold. They could not fight again. It was a violent tempest. Hailstorm. Driving full forces onto the face of the enemy. And the children of God won the battle. I'm prophesying upon the life of somebody here today. Against these stubborn enemies that you are facing, may the stars arise and fight for you. Your amen is not loud enough. Let your amen roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Stars, they have military credentials. Stars have warfare capabilities. That is why they are called the host of heaven. The host of heaven. When you say host of heaven shall arise and fight for you, it's not only angels you are referring to. You are talking about the sun. You are talking about the moon. You are talking about the stars. The sun, the moon, the stars. Those three agents, they affect our lives a lot. No wonder the psalmist says, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Meaning that the sun has smiting power. Moon has smiting power. And from what you have read in this Judges chapter 5, stars have military power. That's why they call them host of heaven. So the host of heaven is a military appellation. The stars fought by the side of Deborah against Sisera. Stars are usually organized in regiments, like any other military formation. That's how they arrange and organize themselves. That popular historian, as a popular Jewish historian, they call him Josephus. That's the name. Josephus, when he recorded this battle in his book, he said all of a sudden, storms arose. Hailstorm arose and confronted the enemy and blinded them and froze them, and they could not do anything. When the stars fight for you, it's a very serious matter. This is one area of prayer we're going to pray here tonight. Pray it for ourselves. Pray it against the enemies of our lives. Pray it against the enemy of our nation. Stars are weapons of war. Stars are battering rams. Stars are instruments of intimidation. Stars can serve as logistic support for our battle. Stars are like air traffic control. Stars, they are compasses for our strategic journeys. Stars represent battle axes. The stars, they work in association with angels to protect Jesus above. Stars, they act as instruments of war to liberate Israel from bondage. Stars were also in action during the fall of the walls of Jericho. Stars were also in action when Haman planned to kill Mordecai. We live in a strange environment. Strange environment. Our environment promotes the inferior and demotes the superior. Our environment is breadwinner's cemetery. In many families, the most prosperous person is the person they kill first. Our environment is an environment of childish leadership. In our environment, crisis has become a culture. Our environment has become an environment where wickedness reigns. Somebody was telling me a story. He said, Lagos, yeah. I don't know whether it is true. She said, at the front of a petrol station, a man came there, drove in a jeep, and dropped 500 naira on the floor, and he wanted to drive off. But the petrol attendant saw him dropping the money, and the petrol attendant went there. I said, Mr. Man, I saw you dropping this money. Pick it. I said, no. Pick it up. I said, no. Pick it up. I said, no. Very soon, the same people gathered. I said, you too, pick it. Pick it. So they forced him to pick it. Immediately he picked the money, it disappeared. It disappeared. But his phone was in the jeep. And through searching the jeep and his phone, they were able to locate his house. And by the time they got there and began to search, they found a strange room that plenty of children had been used for ritual. One person recognized a child there, shouted the name of the child, and money poured down. Wicked. That's why the psalmist prayed that let the wickedness of the wicked expire. Wickedness of the wicked, let it expire. So in the situation in which we find ourselves, we need to use our most potent weapon now. I am decreeing upon everyone here that right now, let the stars arise and fight for you. Let them arise and fight for you. Let them arise and fight for you. Let them arise and fight for you. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Say, oh stars, arise in anger. Fight for me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Yes. Enough is enough. Let the stars arise and begin the fight of the warfare here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, all stars arise in your anger. Fight against the enemy of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Let the stars arise and fight. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down, beloved. There are weapons in scripture that we Christians, we've not really learned how to use them well. And because we've not learned it, and the children of darkness, they have learned it, and there are areas of powers that we have not even explored. Look at Job chapter 26. Job 26. Weapons, powers we have not even accessed. Job 26. Look at 13. By his spirit, he had garnished the heavens. His hand had formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power. Who can understand? There are areas we are not even exploring. When the stars fight for you, your situation will be rearranged. When the stars fight for you, all the stubborn fellow will sink in their ribs. When the stars fight for you, your stubborn enemies shall flee. When the stars fight for you, the program of the enemy for your life terminates. When the stars fight for you, all those serpents and scorpions assigned against you shall bury themselves. When the stars fight for you, your wall of Jericho shall collapse. When the stars fight for you, the enemy dies in your place. When the stars fight for you, those assigned to kill you will take their own lives. When the stars fight for you, your enemies surrender unconditionally. When the stars fight for you, every conspiracy against you is dissolved. When the stars fight for you, every evil bird flying against you crash lands. When the stars fight for you, the weapon of the enemy backfires. When the stars fight for you, the mockery of the enemy is dissolved. How many people want the stars to fight for them tonight? Rise to your feet then. Rise to your feet. Take that sand in your environment in your hand. Hold that sand. Because the presence of that sand back in your environment, the agenda is to provoke the stars to fight. Bring the sand out now. After this prayer meeting, go and pour the sand back to that environment. Back to that business place. And when you are coming again next week, bring sand again. Because this meeting is 3-in-1. Rise to your feet, beloved. The Bible says, the heavens fought. The stars in their curses. They fought against Sisera. This prayer that I want you to pray, it's not a joke. And it's not something you should take lightly. It's not something you should pray as if you are praying the normal prayers. They are not normal prayers. They are strange prayers. So you should pray it well. You will shout this loud and clear. Sun! Moon! Stars! Can I hear you shouting this? Your voice is not loud enough. Pursue my pursuer! In the name Jesus! Jesus' name we pray. All stars, fight against my enemies. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and shout it. Jesus' name we pray. Oh, star, arise in the thunder of your power. Pursue my enemies in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. If you look at the map of the world, the section where the desert begins and stretches forth is there you find the least amount of the gospel. We need to now pray this prayer for ourselves, for the nation. Let your voice roar like thunder as you pray. Desert powers, assigned against this nation. You are a liar! Death! In the name of Jesus, war against the desert powers. Makaposetelika! In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch that sand towards this altar. Let your amen be dangerous. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. This sand that has been brought from different environments, we program power. We program strength. We program fire into this sun in the name of Jesus. When this sun goes back to the environment, let it become an environmental sanitizer. Let it become environmental bulldozers. Let it provoke the stars to fight. 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 In the name of Jesus. This sand, let it bring forth mighty testimonies, mighty breakthroughs, mighty healings, mighty deliverance. When this son goes back to a business place, let there be profit galore. Once it goes back to an environment, let it be the defeat and disgrace of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Take this sandal and pour it back into that environment. And next Wednesday, bring a fresh consignment of the sand here. If you have been building, you cannot complete it, go and bring the sand from there. You build the house and nobody is interested in hiring it from you, bring the sand from there. If you have a business center, it's not moving, bring the sand from there. Let us share the grace in fellowship.